Networking for Dummies by Nancy Green, Chapter 5, Networking and Career Advancement in the USA. Even if you do not have ambitious career objectives in a highly competitive environment, it's important to keep your professional relations community alive. What is networking? The definition of a business network, as defined in the English dictionary, is a group of people that have some kind of commercial relationship. It could be a boss-employee, buyer-supplier, colleague-colleague, and so on and so forth. This presents another question. Aren't networking techniques similar in every culture? Yes, they are, and as a matter of fact, the fundamental rules for networking are similar in every country. The networking definition begs for further questions. Haven't you been to your local cultural event recently? Didn't you go to your alumni fundraiser last spring? What is networking? Networking consists of exchanging information and creating personal acquaintances. People network in many different situations. On the telephone, in company lunchrooms, at professional conferences, at trade shows, in company meetings, in classrooms, in lounges, in hallways, on elevators, in planes, on trains, in buses, in hotel lobbies, and in waiting rooms. Some networking is carefully planned, and some just happens. Networking is friendly, low-key, and essential in our complex society. Don't find yourself asking the following questions after the fact. If I had only known about the importance of developing a good set of connections, I would have begun earlier. If you're considering developing a network, here are some ideas. Phase 1. Groundwork. You should evaluate your career situation. This is important in establishing a starting point. You ought to prepare an elevator pitch describing your accomplishments. The objective is how to present your circumstances to people you'll meet during the networking sessions, however formal or informal. If you're job hunting, you should prepare a resume. In the event you need to contact people more formally, a CV is a great tool. Sometimes they have to be sent out quickly, so have a copy ready ahead of time, because if it's not perfect, it will show. Before you meet someone new, remember to obtain information about them. Phase 2. Fundamental networking. Friends and family are a good source of networking contacts, but use them carefully. Networking with alumni from universities, high schools, and graduate studies can develop great contact network. If you can, network cautiously with your employing organization, attending professional meetings. Participating in professional organizations such as the Engineering Society is a good way to make contacts. Phase 3. Sophisticated networking. Giving presentations in any circumstances is good. It brings attention to you. This will only have a positive effect. The subject is not so important. Publishing articles will permit for larger audiences to contact you. Organizing a blog and/or a website will help you spread your abilities and competencies. Arranging information interviews with people who can help. Sending a broadcast letter. Using headhunters and employment agencies to stay in touch. Phase 4. Ongoing networking. Remember that these techniques can be developed constantly, and do not forget to continue your networking by working on appropriate strategies.